This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Michelle Perez Galindo. Date of birth, February the 2nd, 1991. Case ID number 593-6509. Date of exam, August the 31st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from Dr. Luis Arango, dated 5/8/2023. A Social Security questionnaire, dated 5/12/2023. And a report from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 10/19/2021. Identifying information, this is a 32-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back herniated disc with radiculopathy. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2018, where she was a provider for 6 years. During that time, she worked 5 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house, and her husband is working. She is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, lumbar sacral back pain with herniated disc and radiculopathy. The claimant states that on January the 1st, 2021, she was lifting up a client when she felt an aching pain in her lumbar sacral back area, which radiated down to her right leg. She states that she has discomfort in both legs, but mostly on the right side. She states the character of the pain is an aching, burning, numbness pain located in the lumbar sacral back area. No surgeries have been performed, and an MRI was performed in August of 2021, which diagnosed her with an L5-S1 herniated disc with weakness, and she was diagnosed also with a lumbar sacral back sprain of the lumbar sacral back area. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, sit for 2 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds and bend over to pick up clothes. She states that she does have a cane at home but did not present with any assistive devices to this office visit. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and doing her therapy. She does not do the laundry at this time. Her physician is Dr. Luis Arango, and she has not seen a chiropractor or received physical therapy except for therapy at home, which are home exercises that were given to her. She is pending physical therapy next week. She is presently on medications for pain, which include acetaminophen with codeine, 300 milligrams / 30 milligrams QID, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams, 1/2 tablet QID, which does give her some relief. She was diagnosed with a L5-S1 herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back area consisting of a sprain and right-sided radiculitis / radiculopathy, sciatic pain. Other limitations. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices except for a cane that she uses at home, but she did not present with any assistive devices and it was not prescribed by the doctor. The claimant is able to walk up 1 flight of stairs, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. She does no other physical activity except for home exercises. Family history, her father is alive, he's 75, he has hypertension and seizures. Her mother is alive at 56, she has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, anxiety, and depression. Medications, metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligrams BID, topiramate, 25 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, acetaminophen slash codeine, 300 milligrams slash 30 milligrams QID, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams, 1/2 tablet QID, omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD, Effexor ER, 150 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Morbid obesity, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, L5 S1 herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine with chronic back pain and radiculopathy of the right side, depression, comma, fatty liver, comma, anemia, comma, degenerative disc disease, comma, fatty liver, comma, hypertension, comma, headaches, comma, gastritis, comma, and depression. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.1 Fahrenheit, weight 162 pounds, height 59 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 126 over 79 mmHg, heart rate 115 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 32. General. This is a 32-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal, the last page. And the second, let's see, the last paragraph of muscular skeletal. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Could you drop down to after neurological x-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is mild evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction consisting of a herniated disc of the L5-S1 area, but with normal physical exam. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She She's able to communicate very well without limitation, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to mild lumbar sacral back pain. Probable diagnoses, number one, L5-S1 herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back area with mild right-sided radiculopathy / sciatica. Normal physical exam at this time. The claimant appears more to have a radiculitis / sciatica, but has a basically grossly normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Michelle Perez Galindo.